Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Stop focusing on the asset, whether it be real estate or whatever it is. Start concentrating on the financing.
Best ever listeners, wouldn't it be nice to have a $2 million pre-approval line of credit? Just think about that. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't that be nice? How would that help you get more deals done? Because when you submit a pre-approval line of credit with your offer on a fix and flip house, do you think it's going to stand out more? I think so. And our friends at Fund That Flip, you know Fund That Flip, Matt Rodak, he's been on the show before many times. He's a friend of mine. He's also the owner of Fund That Flip and they're a sponsor of today's episode. What they're doing is they're giving a $2 million pre-approval line of credit, up to $2 million pre-approval line of credit for qualified buyers. And my gosh, in this competitive buying market, sellers prefer to sell to buyers who have a high likelihood of closing, right? Makes sense. Well, use this pre-approval line of credit from Fund That Flip, and that will signal to the seller that you're the real deal and you'll be able to close quickly. It's free. All you gotta do is go to fundthatflip.com. You've gotta qualify that you have prior experience. And there's a process, but it's free, and you need to go to fundthatflip.com to get the pre-approval line of credit, because this is a way that's going to help your short-term rehab loan happen, because you're going to get the deal for the property where you need the short-term rehab loan. Go to fundthatflip.com and get that pre-approval line of credit for up to $2 million. Best ever listeners, hello, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is a show where we cut out the fluff. We don't talk about the fluff. We only talk about the best advice that moves your business forward. With us today, we've got a person who has a startup in the private lending industry. How you doing, Isaac Blocker?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. And looking forward to digging in here. Isaac is the owner of Boaz Capital Group. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes.
All right. Boaz Capital Group. He previously was a firefighter and a television editor, but now he is the owner of this private lending company. When did you found it?
We started the end of last year, but we became a real company in a sense in January of this year. And I'm one of five owners, or one of five owner pairs, basically
Okay.
husband and wife partner pairs.
Got it. So you got husband and wife partner pairs. You've been officially doing this since the beginning of this year. And since you officially started doing it, you have done four loans. From your pocket, it has been, you are in your company's pocket, it has been $500,000 total that you've loaned out over that period of time. And you've contributed to larger loans. So in total, it looked like, let's see, there was a $2 million loan, a $12 million, a $4 million, and an $8 million. Quick math, that is 32,
right.
Looks like, $32 million. So total loans that came across his team's desk was $32 million, and money out of his team's pocket to contribute to those loans was $500,000, and the remaining amount came from other sources for the person or entity that was receiving the loan. Is that correct?
Right. That is correct in some ways. What we have is all of the money that we've lent out, the $500,000, has come from OPM or investors, what we call money partners. Only $10,000 of that is money actually from Boaz.
Interesting. Okay, the plot thickens. This gets even more interesting. So of the $500,000 that you've lent out, $10,000 of that has come from your company, and then $490,000 has come from investors.
Yes.
So you're basically not borrowing, but perhaps it could be described that way, borrowing $490,000 and lending it to somebody else at a higher interest rate. So are you essentially just getting the delta between those two those two entities?
Yes, we make our money on the spread. So let's say we have a borrower who's got a 12-month loan for 12% interest, and we'll give out to our investors 7% interest. So we make whatever the spread is on that. And the reason we do that is because we're risk mitigators. We go into the deal, we kind of dial that deal in to where it makes sense for everyone to win.
Ah, got it. Okay. Yeah, this is great. This is really this is interesting. As I haven't maybe I haven't been paying attention to some of these interviews, but I haven't quite heard this structure before. I didn't even get through your bio. Usually, I get through the bio then ask you to talk about yourself. Let's do that, and then we'll pick up. He's based in Los Angeles, California, and that officially completes the bio. Isaac, you want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on, and then we're gonna dive in. To what you're just talking about?
Okay. A little bit about me is I live in Los Angeles. I'm from Anderson, Indiana, where I grew up out on a horse farm riding horses all my life. And then I moved to Los Angeles, became a television editor, and now I'm still doing that on the side, but I'm also a private lender, owning part of this company here.
All right. You're a private lender. So basically, you've got a company where you find investors to pay a certain return, and then you know that you pay them this certain return, say it's 3%. I'm just arbitrarily making up numbers. Say it's 3%.
Right.
And then you go find someone who needs the money, and you charge them 5%, and then you make a 2% spread, basically,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's what we do.
Okay. Well, let's see here. First question would be, how do you find your investors, the ones who you get the lower interest rate from?
Right. Well, we go out and we get to know a lot of people. It's actually quite fun. You get to have coffee with a lot of people, a lot of lunches, and you basically get to know them. You become someone that they trust. Trust is the key to currency and finances. And so after they know that you're not going to run off with their money, you talk to them about your deals. And of course, up front, they know you're a private lender and all of that, but they learn of your deals and they want to become a part of it because they know you. Most of the time, they're just like, well, how can I get involved? How can I become a money partner? I'd like to get 5%. I'd like to get, you know, a good percent. How can I do that? So after you get to know them and become a friend and also become trustworthy, they usually throw money at you.
Out of the $490,000 that you've, I'm going to use the term raised, where did those sources come from? So, like, what group or organization, if you were to look at the 490 $100K did you connect with or become a member of where that money came from?
Well, primarily through my church. I am very involved in my church. I sing a lot on stage, and so everyone kind of knows my face. And so when I start talking to them about the deals I've got, I mean, one day I was talking to a guy, and I've known him for like 5-6 years. And as soon as I started talking about it, he was like, I'd like to be involved. And I was like, okay, well, you have to have money to be involved. And he was like, how's 300,000 sound? And I'm like, okay, that'll do it.
Of the 490, how many different people have participated in that? Was it that one 300 person and then?
It was three people total.
Okay. Yeah. And are all those three people from the church?
Yes. They all are from the church, but I'm not the one who raised it all. We have another member, George, and he goes out and also talks to people in his circle of friends. And because they know him and because they trust him, they just threw 200,000 at him. So,
does he go to the same church?
Yes, he does.
Okay. I'm just curious, how many parishioners are at this church?
11,000.
It's a big old church.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest churches here in Los Angeles, called Grace Community Church, pastor of John MacArthur.
Got it. Okay. This is interesting because I haven't come across anybody who has built the friendship network with investors through actually one person there in Lubbock, Texas, who has gotten investors through church. So now I want to talk about what these three investors have described that they're looking for, because clearly there's an opportunity to get higher returns, but then with higher returns typically comes higher risk. So when you talk to them about what they're looking for, what mm-hmm. do they say, and what's a good return for them?
Well, when I talk to them, and because we're good friends, basically it doesn't really boil down to what they want in return. It boils down to, how can I help them? What can I do to provide an income, a source of cash flow for them? And so that's what trust deed lending is. Trust deed lending puts cash in your pocket each month. It's not like other investments where you have to wait 12 months to get a return. That's what they needed. They needed a paycheck, and all of our investors are receiving over a $600 a month paycheck because of their investment.
Okay, educate me on what trust is. Trust deed lending a term that you all came up with, or is it something I can Google?
It's something you can Google. It is basically, trust deed lending is when the borrower signs a promissory note and he signs a deed of trust when he's purchasing the land to read the house or whatever it is that he wants, the asset that he wants to flip or either build. And we hold on to that deed of trust. But at the same time, trust deed lending means that our investors are in a trust and they are beneficiaries of that trust. So we could have five investors in a trust, all beneficiaries, and all in the first position of that lien on the house.
All right. So it's basically, if we remove the trust portion out of it, the deed lending is you just, when someone needs to borrow money for a project, you make sure that there's a promissory note and that you're the first lien holder. But
right.
With the trust deed lending, the addition is obviously the trust. Mm-hmm. So all the investors are in a trust together. Is that right?
Yes, they're all beneficiaries or settlers, if you will.
Okay, so they're all in the trust together. What are the pros and cons of that as objectively as you can look at it?
Okay. Well, the pros of that is that you can fulfill a $1 million deal with several investors, and all of those investors are in first position. If your borrower decides to walk away, none of your investors are going to be, oh, I'm second, I'm third. No, they're all in first position. That deed is essentially owned by all three. It's being held by an attorney. That's why everyone gets a copy of the deed, but the deed is held by an attorney at the escrow office. The downside, I guess, would be if there's another lien in front of it, which we don't let that happen.
And if there's another lien in front of it, then
Yeah, well, I guess taxes would be a downside. When we go to closing, we make sure that the property taxes is paid and that there's any tax liens on the house or anything, that those are paid by the borrower at the time of closing so that we don't have any kind of downside like that. So if the borrower walked away, if he's going through a serious thing in his life and he has to walk away, then we only lend 60% to 70% of the deal. So if a house is worth $100,000, we give him $60,000 and he walks away, then he walks away from 40 grand of equity. Plus on top of that, we take over that deal, we make sure it happens, we get the contractors in there to finish, and we can pay back our investors almost whether we foreclose or whether if we continue on with the deal.
What interest rate on average are the investors making?
On average, I would say about 7%.
7%. And then on average, what interest rate are you receiving from the entity that's borrowing that money?
12%.
And what type of projects are those?
Currently, we've been doing new construction. So I'd say multifamily townhomes being built downtown Denver. Also in Texas, we're building townhomes. So most of all of the loans currently that we've done are new construction. But we do flipping as well, people who just need money to flip a house or whatever.
Since your company's relatively new, how did these four investors, the ones who need the money, how did they find your company?
We are a part of a very large community of private lenders called Impact Wealth. I don't know if you've heard of that, but our founder, Joseph Ryan, one of the five partners here, he is a member of Impact Wealth. And Impact Wealth provides Boaz Capital Group with all abundance of borrowers who are needing things. They have their own brokers involved, so it's all legal on those grounds. Also, Impact Wealth provides tons of education and tools for our company to grow. Impact Wealth is led by George Antone. He has helped shape the thinking of hundreds of individuals and people about finances, money, and how the world works. One of the reasons he started Impact Wealth was to help solve some of the problems the world is having with money.
So what does Impact Wealth get out of your team's success?
Basically, they'll bring a borrower to us. They probably get a point or a percent, up front or behind or something like that. But basically, they bring that borrower to us and says, here, this borrower in Texas, they need, $2 million to build this thing. And to give you this, we'll give you a point or something like that.
Got it. Okay. All right. So they're funneling leads your way in exchange for some sort of fee.
Right.
Okay. How did you get into this? And was there anything you had to do coming from your background as a firefighter and television editor to hone skills or learn something before you got into this?
Yes, and yes. I would say primarily I grew up in Indiana, so my mom and dad were really involved in real estate. I personally have flipped several homes. I have several rentals and duplexes and stuff. But one thing that I learned was I did not have any control of the finances. I couldn't figure out how to make the end result enough money to where I could live my life and enjoy it in a sense. So I would say that I wasn't concentrating on the finances. Mm-hmm. I was concentrating more on the asset. And that's a big mistake. So I would say, if you want some advice, focus on the finances, not the asset. But so that was what I learned. And so it started to help me understand that finance is extremely important. I read this book called The Wealthy Code by George Antone. It completely changed the way I thought about money. It helped me to see the difference between an amortized loan or an interest-only loan, or the difference between risks in a house, who has more risk, who has less risk, either you or the bank, what is the loan constant, and all of these different things that I had no idea about. I learned finances through my mom and dad, not through just reading like that. And so one of the things I learned was that after all of the headache and hard work of flipping houses and rentals and things like that, that I need to focus on the finances. And so that kind of drove me into meeting these guys at my church. All of our owners, all five owners, go to Grace Community Church. Mm-hmm. And we're all very similar in our thinking and our communication. And so we all banded together and became, okay, let's create a company with our knowledge. I mean, with our knowledge, we have about 40 years of just accumulative knowledge on real estate, starting from the 1970s. So with all of that knowledge, we're like, okay, we understand financing is where it's at. We understand that private lending is a good way to start. And so we started going into that. That's where we realized, you know, the velocity of money is important, how we can figure that out, and the spread, how you can make money on the spread. And currently, Boaz, since we've done our first deal, our returns are in the triple digits.
Will you give me a specific example?
A specific example is the one deal that we went into personally, our company.
You invested $10,000?
Yeah, we had an OPM came. This was a small portion of the $2 million loan in Texas that we did. But he put in $30,000 versus his own money. We had a basically cut off saying, hey, if you want to come in, you need to come in with at least $25,000. So he said, all right, I'll come in with $30,000. So he came in with $30,000, and to give more, we were like, all right, guys, owners of the company, let's give more. Let's throw in $10,000 of our own money. Since that deal, and by the end of the year, we're going to have a total of 43% return on investment, cash on cash, from that one deal. Since then, investing that $500,000 from other friends, we have put in zero of our own money, making our return infinite.
Got it. So it was a good first deal, and then as a result of that, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
With that one deal, is a $2 million loan, right?
Yes, it was a $2 million loan total.
And that investor who needed the $2 million loan put in $30,000?
Yes, our money partner put in $30,000. We have kind of a minimum of at least $25,000.
Okay, all right. Sorry, I want to make sure I was understanding. So because the terminology is a little tricky, because you've got the real estate investor and then the private money investor. So let's call them that. That way we're not
confusing. The private money investor came in with
$30,000. Okay, got it. Okay, I thought you're saying the real estate investor put in $30,000 for a $2 million loan.
that would be nice, wouldn't it?
That would be, yes. Until it all came crashing down. Okay. All right, well, cool. Well, let's go with the most famous question of them all for the show. Isaac, what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
Stop focusing on the asset, whether it be real estate or whatever it is. Start concentrating on the financing.
How many flips did you do?
I think I did 5.
And are you doing them anymore?
No, I make money like the banks make money now.
And so, with the fix and flips, what was the biggest payday for you on that?
The biggest payday was when I bought a buy and hold, and I fixed it up, made it look really nice, and my renter got in there and said, hey, are you planning on selling it? And I was like, well, yes, I am. Maybe next year if the market gets a little bit better. And she was like, well, I'll buy it from you. So we waited it out, and she bought it. And that was probably the best return that I got on just buying it, holding it for a little while, and letting her purchase it.
What was the purchase price that you bought it for?
Well, we're talking Indiana here. So I think I bought it for $6,000. And I sold it for $40,000.
Did you put any into it?
Oh, I put like maybe $2,500.
Okay. And you did that remotely in California?
Yes.
What is a learning that you got from doing that remotely?
That I don't like doing that, that I need to be there.
Why?
It's very difficult to control contractors to be able to get – you get what you inspect, basically. If you don't inspect it, you get what you don't inspect. So, yeah, it's – you kind of walk on the deal and you're like, wait a minute. Well, I can't call them back now.
I've enjoyed the many different directions we've taken this conversation, and I'm excited to get into lightning round. Are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
I am.
All right, here we do. Here we do. What the heck am I talking about? Here we do, baby. Here we go. First, a quick word from our best ever partners.
Do you have a fix and flip project that needs financing? Then go to fundthatflip.com. You can do the online application. Takes as little as 5 minutes to see if you're approved. And then you could be financed within 7 days. Pretty quick stuff. They're an online lender. They specialize in fix and flip projects. Go to fundthatflip.com.
Best ever book you've read?
Best ever book I've read was The Wealthy Code by George Antone.
Yep, sounds like it. And best ever listeners, I'll have a link to that in the show notes page. I'm going to check that out too. Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
I've learned how money works, and I've learned how to control the outcome of my deals. I bought several rentals. I bought several cash flowing things. But after the headache and after all the hard work and stuff, I've realized that the income isn't really worth it that as much. At the very end, it's better to do something where you can actually control the outcome, especially your financing.
And with the being the bank thing, how are you on taxes compared to being an owner? Are the tax benefits as favorable or not as favorable?
Much more favorable.
For being a bank is more favorable?
Yeah, well, see, what you do is if you lend your money out, the government's not going to tax you on lent money. And on top of that, if you lend it out for 12 months and 1 day, literally, the IRS sees that as a long-term investment, so they taxed you at a fixed federal rate of 15%. It doesn't matter if your tax rate is really, really high and you're a very, very high net worth individual. They'll just tax you at that 15%.
And what about 2 years and 1 day? Is there something there too?
No, just fixed federal rate of 15%.
Okay.
So it's a really great thing to have a long-term investment. And long-term, according to the IRS, is 12 months and 1 day.
As far as depreciation goes and things like that, you're not getting any action on the depreciation, are you?
No.
No? Okay. Got it. What's the best ever way you like to give back?
Oh, that's a good one. We love to support missionaries. That's one way we give back to our community. But our company, our main goal in our company, and it's our mission, is to teach as many families as we can, the correct principles of managing money. That's what we focus on, so that they can live financially free, number one, and then also have responsible lives.
What's the best ever deal you've done?
Best ever deal. I would have to say it was the one we did in January. We were making 43% return on investment.
Will you repeat that one?
Yeah. In January, we lent $10,000 along with a money source of a money partner coming in with $30,000, so a total of $40,000. $10,000 of that was our own money, Boaz Capital Group's own money. Currently, and by the end of the year, we'll have made 43% return on investment, cash on cash. Since that time, we've invested over $500,000 worth of money partners in money into several deals, all across the United States, all of which our money partners are receiving $600 or more a month in their pockets. Also, our company, because of the way we do business, our return on investment, Boaz's Capital's return on investment, is well into the triple figures.
I'm going to need someone smarter than me to dig into that as far as the triple figure stuff. But it sounds like it's because you did well on the first deal with your 10K.
Yeah.
Then you reinvested it, and once you reinvest the profits, then it continues to multiply. Is that basically the gist of it?
Well, that's the first. Well, I guess you could say that, but the best way to describe it is that it's an infinite return for us. We had no money in the deal. All the deals that we do, we have investors come in with, $500, $200, whatever thousands of dollars that they have. We give them a percentage of return, but we, Boaz Capital Group, makes money on the spread. we let that be known to all of our investors. We let them know how much we're making. We let them know how much they're making. It's a complete open field in that way. But Boaz Capital Group, because that's how we do our work, we have an infinite return.
Oh, okay. So is that similar to saying, as a person who raises money for apartment communities, on my first apartment community, I didn't have any money put into it, so I didn't, but I have ownership in it. And then when I make money through that ownership, then if I invest a dollar of that money into something else, and that returns something that's infinite?
Yeah, even if you make a dollar. Let's say you bought an apartment complex with zero down, and then by the end of the year, you made, you know, 50 grand. That 50 grand wouldn't be an infinite return.
Right, got it. Okay, so you're basically, your fee structure, you're investing back into stuff, and that's where you're saying the infinite return, which... But anyone can say that if they have a fee structure where they're getting money for something that they are adding value on and then investing it, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay. All right, got it. What's your biggest mistake you've made so far in real estate?
As I said before, probably not focusing on the asset, always focusing on the asset, looking at my flip or looking at my rental or looking even at a loan and not thinking of the financial structure that's housing that. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned, and I've also learned that I am always learning.
Always be learning.
I am always learning, yes. And so I'd say one of the biggest mistakes that I made in real estate was always focusing on the asset rather than focusing on the financial structure.
What's the best place the best ever listeners can reach you?
Probably my email, or you can go to our website, www.boazcapitalgroup.com. And my email is just Isaac, I-S-A-A-C, at boazcapitalgroup.org, O-R-G at the end.
Awesome. Well, Isaac, thank you for being on the show and talking about your ventures as a startup co-owner in Boaz Capital Group, your business model, how you are on average getting investors to put money into the deals you find at an interest rate of on average 7%, and then getting real estate borrowers to borrow that money at 12%, and then there's a 5% spread, and you've got your Impact Wealth group that makes a cut of that, and then you split it up amongst your crew. But, you know, it's interesting to hear the business model. Also, another takeaway I got from this is go to church. Go to church and get to know people there, because, you know, you and your group met at church, and that's one of the communities that, I haven't heard anybody, well, one person, like I said, a guy in Lubbock, but besides that, I haven't heard anyone really do an investor community from people they met at church. So really interesting stuff. I love talking investments and then getting into specifics, as well as getting into specifics of that itty bitty flip. But it was a good return, that's for sure, where you had $8,500 into it and you've sold it for $40,000 in a relatively short amount of time. I think anybody would be interested in doing that regardless of their financial situation, because that's a nice little profit. Thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have the best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Do you have a fix and flip project that needs financing? Then go to fundthatflip.com. You can do the online application. Takes as little as 5 minutes to see if you're approved. And then you could be financed within 7 days. Pretty quick stuff. They're an online lender. They specialize in fix and flip projects. Go to fundthatflip.com.